Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about the real reason that narcissists cheat. And the reason that I'm doing this is because somebody put a reason why they cheated on, you know, one of the posts on social media. And I said, yeah, that's one of the reasons, but there's a bigger reason why narcissists cheat. And so I put together all the reasons that a narcissist would cheat. Now, keep in mind, you guys, people think that just because somebody cheats, it makes them a narcissist. Yes, a lot of narcissists cheat, but not all, okay? Most of them do, but not all. But I'm going to go through the reasons, the real reasons why a narcissist, you know, why they love to cheat. Okay, let's go through it. Number one, and this is the one that everybody talks about on social media, you know, it's because the narcissist needs that outside validation from other people. They want to feel like they're wanted. They want to feel like everybody, you know, they want to feel wanted. It makes them feel superior. It makes them feel superior to you to know that they have somebody else that wants them. Okay. It gives them, you know, it gives them power. All right. That they don't need you. See, a narcissist never, ever wants to be at somebody's mercy. They're deeply afraid of getting hurt, and they're deeply afraid that you would ever cheat on them or hurt them. That's why a lot of narcissists, they will cheat on you because they don't trust, all right? They don't trust you from day one. Not when you found out that they cheated, now all of a sudden they feel like they can't trust you. They didn't trust you from day one. They don't trust anybody, all right? Why? Because they're hurt, damaged people, usually from their, you know, environment or childhood upbringing. And so they feel like nobody could be trusted in this world. And it would crush a narcissist to ever think that you got over on them and would cheat on them, because they feel deep down everybody cheats in some way, all right? May not necessarily be cheating as far as sexual, but cheating as far as stealing money, cheating as far as doing things that you shouldn't, being a liar. They just don't trust anybody because they don't have trust, all right? So it's always like the narcissist always wants to be one step ahead, all right? So one of the reasons is validation. We all know that it's validation, all right? They like having they like other people, you know, feeding their ego, calling them, texting them, and they love to know that they're wanted by others, all right? Another reason, you guys, is that they like to have a backup supply. So today or tomorrow, things don't work out with you. That narcissist knows that there's somebody else there, okay? They're not left high and dry. And what is the greatest fear of a narcissist? In my experience in dealing with narcissists, it's abandonment, all right? A lot of people say exposure. Yeah, they hate exposure, but they really hate being abandoned, okay? Because that really makes them, that crushes their fragile ego in thinking that nobody wants them. They're all alone. This is why narcissists hate to be alone, okay? Because they feel when they're alone, nobody wants them. Then they have to sit there and think about themselves. Why isn't anybody calling them? Why isn't anybody around? That means they have to face shame, that maybe there's something wrong with them. But see, when they have other people around, it makes them feel better, okay? Makes them feel like they're wanted. So again, validation is a big one. They also like to have a backup supply. And the big one, you guys, that a lot of people don't realize why a narcissist loves to cheat is they love deception, okay? This is why if you ever said to a narcissist, let's be in an open relationship, they would hate that. They would hate to be in an open relationship. A narcissist wants to know they got you. They want to know that you're sweating them. Why? Because they want control. If you were in an open relationship with a narcissist, they have no control over you, right? You're out doing what you want. They're out doing what they want. But yet, even if they get together with you, they feel like, you know, you're independent and you are having an open relationship and you don't need them and they don't like that. That's why a lot of times if you're dealing with a, let's say, a love bombing narcissist or something like that, you know they're a love bomber. If you ever want to crush them, okay, you ever want to crush them, you just tell them, let's just be friends, all right? Or if you're dealing with a player who's narcissistic, you tell them, let's just be friends. And you know what they're going to say to you? No, no, I don't want to be friends. No, no, I want you. Oh, no, I'm not going to be friends with you. No, no. They don't want you to be independent. They want you to be codependent and wanting them, okay? So they love deception. The other thing too is that cheating is a way of revenge for a narcissist. A narcissist figures when you fight on them. I actually had a narcissist say this to me, okay, where he said, oh, if I wanted to get back on at you, all I have to do is cheat on you. See, in his, you know, wicked, corrupt mind, that was his way of getting revenge. You have a fight, you don't let them do what they want, they're mad at you. They feel better by going out and cheating on you, and they love the feeling of knowing something that you don't. Now, I've had friends, all right, I've had guy friends that actually told me they love the thrill of cheating. It's not even necessarily just the sex, all right? People think it's, oh, they're looking for better sex from somebody. It's not necessarily about that. It's the thrill of getting over, the thrill of knowing something that you don't. It's the narcissist that's sitting across from you at the dinner table and is sitting there and like smirking and laughing under their breath because they know they're getting over on you. They love the deception, okay? The other thing that they do, you guys, and how they cheat is a lot of times they'll start a fight with you over nothing. You know, you left a cup in the sink, or, you know, you didn't pick up the laundry or something. They'll pick on something insignificant, small, so that they can get out and cheat, okay? And you're sitting there left like, what the hell just happened here? When the north, and you're trying to, you know, recount your words, like, did I say something that offended them? Did I do something wrong? No, you didn't do anything wrong. You're dealing with a toxic narcissist that is playing mind games with you and fights with you so that they can get out and have a reason to get out of the house and go cheat on you, all right? So the real reasons that narcissists, you know, cheat or love to cheat is validation. They love deception. And the other thing, you guys, they love instant gratification. Narcissists, you gotta dive deep into somebody to really understand someone. So, you know, they're miserable people underneath. Even though they portray they're happy, even though they portray they have a great life, they're miserable underneath. And I actually had a guy say on one of the posts, well, my ex looks so happy. And, you know, I don't think that they're suffering with the new supply and everything like that. And I told him, I said, that's a front. All right. That's a front. Unless it's the beginning stages of the relationship, you know, the love bombing stage. At that point, you know, the new supply is a shiny new toy to the narcissist. So they put them up on a pedestal like, wow, this person's going to fulfill all my dreams. They're going to make me happy. And then as time goes on, the narcissist gets disgusted with whoever they're with because, you know, they're bored, they're critical, they're judgmental. All right. So go listen to my podcast about, you know, what happens when the narcissist gets with new supply. I did a recent podcast on that and you'll understand why. But getting back to the point of the real reasons they cheat, number one, I feel, and I've seen is, you know, deception. They love deception and they love having one over on you and they love their ego boost. All right. They love people always, you know, looking for them, search, are you going to meet with me? Are you going to get together? Are you going to call me? They love having their phone blown up. Why? Because it makes them feel important, okay? Makes them feel important. It feeds their ego, all right? So, you know, you got to understand something. Narcissists are insecure people. Insecure people have to cheat, all right? They have to cheat because they're not secure enough within themselves. They have to feel like they're constantly wanted, all right? That's why they'll have a harem of different supply and everything. And that's why not only will they have a new supply, they'll have a backup to a new supply because one is never enough for the narcissist, you guys. Remember, you heard it here. One is never enough for the narcissist. They always have a backup to a backup, all right? Now, another reason why narcissists, they cheat, all right, is it's a learned behavior from the environment that they grew up in. Maybe they saw their father cheating. Maybe they saw their mother was a cheater, all right? And they figure, well, you know, if it's good enough for my father, it's good enough for my mother, guess what? It's good enough for me, all right? They never really had a role model of somebody, let's say, that was moralistic and wouldn't do something like that, okay? They didn't grow up maybe in an environment like that where they saw a happy, you know, healthy relationship of a man and woman or partner and partner where they were healthy, okay? Where they were healthy and they were happy. So, you know, they grew up around this maybe, they saw it in their family or they the friends that they hang around with. You know, the friends that people hang around with tells you a lot about who that person is. And it's so true because 99% of the time, birds of a feather do flock together, okay? They do. So take a good look at the friends that they keep and see what their behaviors are because, you know, narcissists, they validate other narcissists and like to hang out with other narcissists because they have the same corrupt mindset, all right? So it could be environmental. Again, they may have seen it in their family. People were sleeping around. And also, you know, like I said, I did a reel about this, about whether a narcissist would sleep with a family member. And yes, they could, all right? Again, depending on the narcissist, you have to analyze each person differently because narcissism is on a spectrum. But yes, it is capable and they are capable of that. And you know, when I did the reel, so many people jumped on the reel and they're like, oh, you know, he was sleeping with his half sister. This one was sleeping with their cousin. So if they're seeing a lot of this growing up, all right, to them, it's second nature. All right. To them, it's second nature. Like, you know what? You get your needs met and whatever. They don't really have moralistic values. So cheating to them is second nature. They feel everybody does it. It's no big deal, all right? Again, they didn't have that role figure that they saw was positive in the sense that, you know what? Oh, look at this healthy couple and they're so loyal and they trust each other, all right? Or a lot of people like to say they never had, you know, they never had a father figure. Their father was never around. Or if it's the other way, their mother was never around. So, you know, this is why they feel like, you know, they never had any structure growing up. They never felt in control. So it was kind of like an anything goes kind of thing, all right? They don't hold it to value the way you hold it to value about being loyal to somebody because they never saw loyalty, all right? They weren't around loyal people maybe. So that's another reason why some narcissists cheat because of the environment that they grew up in. Maybe everybody around them was cheating. They think it's second nature. It's no big deal, okay? But they will mislead you and make you think that, oh, they would never cheat on you. Oh, I could never cheat on you. I know how that feels. I could never do that to somebody. That is somebody who's playing game on you. And the other thing, you guys, too, the other big reason why narcissists cheat is they love the game, okay? They don't love, they hate boring. So they hate just going to work, coming home, staring at the same partner every night. Okay, they want excitement. These people want excitement. They're thrill seekers. They hate the mundane everyday life of boring, okay? They want fun. They want excitement. They like playing games. They are game players. Cheaters are game players. They love games. They love thrills. And cheating is thrill seeking, okay? Going on my list here, all right? Oh, the other reason that they cheat, you guys, all right, is sometimes they're in a relationship with you, right? And you're thinking like the person's all into the relationship. But see, a narcissist is never all in. And you could be a placeholder to that narcissist and they could be cheating with somebody else, setting somebody else up to jump into a relationship with them, but they're using you as a security blanket and you're thinking that you're in a relationship with them, but until they have that other person all groomed, all lined up to bounce to them, they're cheating. They start out initially cheating, telling that other person that they're single, or it could be their ex they're doing it with, right? And then once they know they can bounce over to the other, or monkey branch over to that other supply that they're cheating with, they keep you around lingering and pretending that they're in a relationship. Why? Because they gotta have a security blanket. You're a security blanket of knowing that, guess what? You're there, okay? The other reason that narcissists love to cheat, you guys, is that they get bored with the same slice of pizza every night, okay? Now, what does that mean exactly? You could be hot, you could be having great sex with that narcissist, but you know what? It's the same slice of pizza every night. And sometimes narcissists cheat just because they want something different. It's not necessarily even because they're getting better sex from somebody. But see, a narcissist, when they leave a relationship or something like that, they love to say, you know, that they weren't getting sex from their exes, or their exes didn't want to have sex, or they tell the person they're cheating with, oh, my ex doesn't like to have sex, or she or he isn't into this or that or whatever, okay? And that may not be true. The narcissist may be getting great sex from their partner, but it's the same sex with the same person day in and day out. And guess what? It's not good enough for the narcissist, okay? They want something new. They want something exciting. And what do they want? They want thrills, okay? And a lot of times too, you guys, narcissists are closet freaks, all right? Trust me when I tell you, a lot of them are closet freaks. And they like doing freaky stuff with other people on the side. That's why when their partner finds out sometimes that they're cheating, they'll be shocked to find out the things that they're doing, okay? Because the narcissist, they try to portray a certain image. They might be married to somebody and they're portraying this image like they're this church-going person and they're the good father or good mother. And meanwhile, they're a freak in the sheets with somebody else, but they can't do that in their marriage or their serious relationship because they're trying to uphold that image to not only their partner, but to their family. They're always worried about what their family thinks, all right? So they want to portray this image of something, but they also want their side little fetishes met on the side, all right? But the thing is, when it all comes down to it, you guys, understand this. Nothing is enough for the narcissist. They are empty vessels inside. They are demons, all right? So you got to understand something. You will never be enough for the narcissist. There are beautiful women in Hollywood, okay, that are married to men, or good-looking guys married to women. And guess what? You're never enough for the narcissist. And don't take it personally. It's not necessarily about you. It's just because the narcissist wants the next best thing and they need that thrill. They need that shiny new toy, okay? So you guys, understand this, all right? I'm going to, you know, label the reasons why narcissists, the real reason they love to cheat is they love the deception. And the validation that they get boosts the ego, okay? Boosts the ego, but they love, and I've heard this from narcissistic people, right? I have guy friends that, you know, they're friends, but I would never get in a relationship with them, okay? But they've told me it's the thrill of cheating, all right? Thrill of cheating. They love the thrill of cheating, all right? That little smirky smile when they get together with their partner and they know that they may have just slept with someone before they got to that person's house. They get a rush off that shit, all right? They love it, all right? Because they feel like, you know, they're superior. They love secrets too. Narcissists love secrets. Why do people love secrets, you guys? Because when you have secrets, you feel like you have control of something that somebody else doesn't know. You know something that they don't know. And this is the covert narcissist. The covert narcissist is filled with secrets. Now, I want to add one other thing about all of this about the cheating business, all right? Now, I've seen a couple of authorities on autism, they talk about it and they said, you know, the word narcissism is thrown around. People just call every cheater a narcissist and everything like that, that the word is getting misused. And yeah, that's true. A lot of people are just throwing the word around and saying, my ex is a narcissist or this one's a narcissist. You guys, you got to understand, each individual is different, okay? Even though narcissists are similar in a lot of ways, all right? Number one, you'll know you're dealing with a narcissistic person by the degree of empathy that that person shows you. If they have zero empathy for you, you're dealing with a very narcissistic person, okay? So understand this. Yeah, 99% of cheaters are narcissists. Why? Because they have no empathy for their partner, all right? They're not showing empathy for their partner. And some people will say, well, they're not trying to, some people that cheat aren't necessarily trying to hurt their partner. They're just trying to do them because they're not fulfilled in the relationship. But in the end, what's in the dark always comes into the light. And guess what? They do end up hurting their partners. And some of them do break up marriages. And they do hurt their children by breaking up marriages. Okay? So the little fun that you have on the side by cheating, okay, down the road, if it comes to surface, which most of the time it will if they continue doing it, it's really showing no empathy towards your partner of the consequences of your behaviors. See, it's like this. You want to go out, you want to have fun, you want to have different partners? Fine. Don't be in a fucking relationship. Don't play with people's feelings. But see, a narcissist, they want their cake and they want to eat it too. It's no fun for them to be in an open relationship. So what does this bring us back to? What is the real reason why narcissists love to cheat? They love deception, okay? They love deception. They love options. And when you are not in a relationship with them and you're in an open relationship, you are not a secure option to them, okay? Because you could go with somebody else at any time. The narcissist doesn't have you as their beck and call, all right? And they don't like that because it doesn't give them control, all right? So most of the time, you know, when people cheat and everything like that, yeah, most of the time they're very narcissistic people. They're selfish people and they don't worry about the consequences that could happen. The other thing that you got to keep in mind, another reason why narcissists cheat is they have impulse control issues, okay? They don't think of the consequences of what could happen later on, or they're not worried about the consequences of what could happen later on. Why? Because they're so incredibly miserable a lot of times, they don't care what happens, or they think they're smarter than you, that they'll never get caught. But again, the more that they do something, the higher the odds they will get caught. It's like a gambler, all right? When somebody's a gambler and they go to a casino, boom, you may hit the slots and you may win. And the way you beat the casino is by leaving the casino right away after you win. But when you stay in the game, you have a higher chance of losing. And it's the same thing with a narcissist. The more they stay in the game, a higher chance of losing. It's like a criminal. You may get away with a robbery one time, all right? But if you keep on robbing, eventually you're going to slip up and you're going to get caught, all right? And that's the narcissist. Eventually the narcissist gets caught, okay? So you guys understand this. And one other thing I want to bring up about this. When you catch a narcissist cheating, understand this. That's the first time you caught them cheating, but that's not necessarily the first time they were cheating on you, all right? It's like when you catch a person lying. You may catch them lying, but that's 1/10 of the other lies. You don't know what's going on, all right? So there's always things, you may see one thing of the surface, but understand that's 1/10 of what was going on behind your back, all right? And you've got to be sharp with it and say, if they're doing this, that's not the first time they cheated on me. 99% of the time, that's the first time I caught them, all right? So you got to look deeper, you guys. You got to stay focused. And I got to do a podcast about how to keep your brain fine-tooth and stay focused when you're dealing with people in order to size these people up. See, some people are very naive. It comes with experience. Like I said, this is not something you can learn in a textbook about reading about narcissism. It comes with experience in dealing with a lot of different people, okay? And being exposed to narcissists, you will see the pattern and you'll be able to pick off these people like nothing later on. But unfortunately, you have to, you know, earn those stripes or those battle wounds to be able to really see someone the way they are, okay? Comes with experience. It's like I could sit here and explain it to my daughter and she could understand it, but she may not see it the way I see it because she doesn't have the life experience, all right? She hasn't dealt with as many people as I've dealt with to be able to spot when somebody's, you know, crooked and everything like that. Even though you could be sharp and everything like that, there's a difference in life experience in seeing something, all right? So understand this. When you sit there and you say, oh, my ex cheated on me and they were narcissists, that makes them a narcissist. If they had no empathy for you, if they have an inflated sense of self, okay, where they felt entitled to cheat on you, then yes, you're dealing with a narcissist, all right? You're dealing with a narcissist. So there's a very fine line here in saying whether all cheaters are narcissists, all right? I mean, most of the time they are, okay? Because usually it's a very selfish person and, you know, self-centered and they want their cake and eat it too. And they have no empathy for their victims or playing with people's feelings. Okay, but again, it's a fine line, all right, about, you know, whether just, you know, somebody can cheat and maybe isn't narcissistic, all right, because it was just a situation that may have happened, all right, but they may be a person that do have empathy, but they may have slipped up, okay, like again, it's a fine line, so you have to know all the traits of what would make somebody a very narcissistic person. But the biggest one, you guys, whether you're dealing with a narcissist, is the level of empathy that they have. And would they do something to benefit themselves and hurt you and not care whether they hurt you? If they don't care whether they hurt you in order to benefit themselves, then period, dot, end of story, you got a narcissist there, all right? but I'm getting off focus here. I'm basically talking about the real reasons that a narcissist cheat. And you guys, it's about validation. Yes, we all know that. Every single influencer talks, it's validation, validation, validation. But trust me when I tell you, it's the thrill of deception because you're dealing with a sneaky snake. A sneaky snake that loves deception. Everything with a narcissist is deception. Even when they do the word salad or gaslighting, what is it? It's deception. When they blame shift, what are they doing? They're deceiving you by flipping on the shame on you. So they love, when you think narcissists, just think deceivers. Deceivers, okay? You know, it's like the devil. He doesn't come as your enemy. He comes as your friend. So you have to be careful of people. Just because somebody's nice doesn't mean you're dealing with a nice person. Just because they say they're a good person doesn't mean they are a good person. And I did a post about this. You've got to dive deep and look at that person and pick them apart with a microscope. And then you'll know exactly what kind of cat you're dealing with, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. Let me see, did I miss anything? The other thing, one last thing, you guys. I kind of went off on this podcast, but I was trying to, you know, really make you understand. The other reason why a narcissist may love to cheat, you guys, is because of that mindset that they think everybody cheats, all right? And I've actually had narcissists tell me that, oh, everybody cheats, all right? So when you deal with somebody and they come up to you and they say, oh, well, you know, everybody cheats, or it's no big deal, everybody fucks up or whatever, you better run, don't walk. You better run from somebody like that because that person is either cheating on you or they will cheat on you. Anybody with a mindset like, well, everybody cheats, okay? You're going to be in a relationship with somebody like that? What do you, they think it's like no big deal, all right? So a lot of times narcissists, they think it's no big deal to cheat. Like everybody cheats. I actually heard this on one of the reality TV shows with these young people out in LA where the guy says, oh, well, you know, everybody's fucked up. Everybody cheats. Well, okay, thanks for telling us your mindset. So then, you know, nobody better get involved with you because that's your mindset. Everybody cheats. All right, time to walk the other way. Remember, anybody says that to you, go the other way because they don't have any kind of, you know, they don't have any trust that there are good people out there. All right, they just don't trust. That's a big reason why narcissists cheat as well, you guys. But it's the, you know, it's the deception they love, the validation, the ego boost, knowing there's other people, you know, it makes them feel wanted, makes them feel special, and they love being superior to you. And to be superior to you is to have more options and not be codependent on you. They never want to be codependent on you. They want you codependent on them, all right? So I hope that helps you understand. If it does, hit the subscribe button, share, and go follow me on YouTube too, you guys. I have a lot of videos on there. I have over 4,000 videos on YouTube at the Game Exposed podcast. And I really get into a lot with covert narcissists and, you know, the discard and triangulation. I really break it down into a lot of videos that you'll be able to really learn and understand better. Okay. So go check out the Game Exposed podcast on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast and have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.